却有将近二十亿，将近二十亿神的儿女都在庆祝欢喜快乐耶稣基督复活得胜的日子。
Today is a day among the whole world. More than 20 billion Christians, brothers, sisters, all get together to celebrate the day of the Jesus Christ's resurrection.
耶稣基督的复活是一个既成的事实。
Jesus Christ, our Lord, resurrected. It was a fact. Indeed, it is a fact.
所以今天早上我们不是在谈论耶稣到底有没有复活。
So this morning we're not talk about if Jesus had resurrected or not.
而是我们想明白耶稣复活的意义到底是什么。
We want to truly understand what is the ultimate true meaning of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
换句话说，耶稣基督的复活和我有什么关系？
On the other hand, in the other word, we want to find out what is the resurrection of Jesus Christ has anything to do with me.
答案是关系非常重大。
The answer is there is a big, great relationship.Between us and Jesus Christ's resurrection.
请大家来读哥林多前书的十五章的三十五到三十七节。
Let us read the book of Corinthians, chapter 35, verse 35, chapter 15, verse 35 to 37.
三十五节，请。或有人问：死人怎样复活？带着什么样的身体来呢？无知的人啊，你所种的不可死。
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 35 to 37. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of a body will they come? How foolish! What do you saw does not come to life unless it dies? When you saw,You do not plant a body that will be, but just the seed, perhaps of a wheat or of something else.
在保罗的时代，就有人在问了。
In the time of Apostle Paul, some people ask,
死人怎么样复活呢？
How can the dead be alive again?
保罗回答说。
Apostle Paul answered like this.
请注意他说的。
Pay attention at what his answer.
他说你所种的。你所种的若不死就不能生。
When you saw, you do not plant, it doesn't come to life and then it dies.
保罗用当时大家都明白农夫种地的例子来说明。
Paul used a metaphor. At that time, people do a lot of farming, so he used metaphor of a farming to make people to understand.
只要你种下一粒种子，
if you plant a seed,
那个种子就会肯定发芽生长。
The seed will germinate and will grow.
那长出来的植物和当时种子的形状绝对不是一样。
The plant, it will look different than the original seed.
我们华人很多都种过菜。
Well, a lot of Chinese, we like to garden.
啊，种过菜的请举手。
If you ever garden,、oh, raise your hand.
谢谢，谢谢。
Yeah.
请问你种下去的种子，等到它长出来变成那个菜，那个菜跟种子的形状肯定不一样。
If you had experience of gardening or planting seed,You know, when you plant a seed, later on germinate and grow, then become vegetable. The final product, the vegetable, looks absolutely different than the original seed.
保罗也是用这个例子来对当时的人说明这个道理。
Paul used that as a metaphor to try to explain to the people at that time, make sure they understand.
你种下去的种子，等到它发芽生长了，那个长出来的植物或者是花等等之类，绝对和你种的种子的形状是完全不一样。
At the beginning, you plant a seed. That was the seed looked like. Later on, when the seed germinate and grow, become flower, become a plant, become vegetable, that final product it absolutely looks different than the original seed.
保罗借着这个例子带出一个属灵的真理。
Paul used that as a metaphor, but want to bring up a spiritual truth.
那就是先有死后有生。
First be dead, then be alive.
由此可见，死并不是一切的结束。
So now I tell you, the death is not a forever ending.
反而是新生命的开始。
It is the beginning of a new life.
那请大家继续来读《哥林多前书》十五章的38到41节。
Let's continue read the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 38 to 41.
三十八节，请。但神随着自己的意思给他一个形体，并叫各等子粒各有自己的形体，凡肉体的各有不同。人是一样，兽又是一样，鸟又是一样，鱼又是一样。有天上的形体，也有地上的形体，但天上的形体的荣光是一样，地上的形体荣光又是一样。日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，这星和那星的荣光也有分别。
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 38 to 41. But God gives the body as He has determined.And to each kind of seed, he gives its own body. Not all flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, fish another. There are also heavenly bodies, and there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor,The moon another, and the stars another, and the star differs from star in splendor.
请大家回到三十八节。
Let's go back to verse 38.
我读给大家听。但神随着自己的意思给他一个形体，并叫各等子粒各有各的形体。
English part.Verse 38, but God gives it body as he has determined, and to each kind of seed, he gives its own body.
所有的种子各式各样的都是神给不同种子各样的形状。
There are different kinds of seed, and God gives different kinds of seeds, different kind of a shape.
然后请注意39节。
Pay attention to verse 39.
凡肉体各有不同，人是一样，肉是兽是一样，鸟又是一样，鱼又是一样。
Not all flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another.
然后再看40节。
Then look at verse 40.
有天上的形体，也有地上的形体。
English part. There are also heavenly bodies, and there are earthly bodies.
你看见保罗用神，他不仅仅是世界万物所有的创造者。
Now Paul said, our God, the God is not just only the creator of everything in earth.
而且这位独一的真神也是各种不同生命的设计者。
The one and truly God is also the designer of all the different flashes and bodies.
所以他从各种的种子神所造的到各种的这个人动物鸟一直从地上讲到天上的各种的星星月亮各式各样不同的形状。
So Paul mentioned not just the seed, also people, animal, bird,including everything, earthly bodies and heavenly bodies.
我们看一下这个图片。
Let's look at a picture.
就是我们这个图片上有的话，我们看一下，各式各样的奇花异草。
See, look at a picture. How beautiful! All kinds of different kinds of flowers and plants.
每一种花的香味都不一样。
Different flower has a different beautiful smells.
形状不一样。
The shapes are different.
生长的季节不一样。
They mature and grow in different seasons.
那更不用说不同的动物、不同的植物、不同的星象，各式各样都是按照神的设计所造的。
And the different kind of plants, different kind of animals, different kind of heavenly bodies, it all created by God, by His image.
保罗用这些比喻来说明，他用一个类比的方法来说明复活的真理。
Paul used the method of analogy, used those metaphors to make sure people understand the meaning of resurrection.
我来读给大家听哥林多前书的十五章四十二到四十四节。
I'll read the book of Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 42-44.
保罗说，死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀，所种的是软弱的，复活的是刚强的，强壮的，所种的是血气的，复活的所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 42-44. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead? The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable, and the sown in dishonor, it is raised with glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power, it is sown in a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body.
这里给我们看见一个非常清楚的对比。
Now we see a very clear contrast.
就是朽坏的要变成不朽坏。
Perishable will become imperishable.
因为在当时有一些信徒受到希腊哲学的影响。
Because at that time, a lot of believers were heavily influenced by the Greek philosophy.
那些人呢，就认为人的身体在死亡以后呢，都会朽坏。
Those people think when people die, their body will become perishable forever.
所以不可能复活的。
There's no way to be alive again.
保罗怎么回答呢？
What Paul said to them.
他说你们说的对呀。
What you said is right.
因为肉体肯定会腐朽的。
Because the body and the flesh will be perishable.
但是肉体的腐朽就并不等于就不能够复活。
But the flesh become perishable, it doesn't mean it cannot be alive again.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为死人复活是一个转变的过程。
Because the dead become alive again is the process of change.
就如同种子种在地上然后转化成植物一样。
Just like a seeds were planted on the ground, germinate and grow will become a plant. It's the same meaning.
而且还有更重要的。
And more important.
不要忘记了，这些都是神自己的作为。
Don't forget, that's the miracle work by God Himself.
我们所信的神既然是独行其事的神，有什么事情他不能够做到？
The God we truly believe in is one true God who can perform all the miracles. What else He cannot do?
同意的人请说。
If you do agree, please say Amen.
所以保罗说，朽坏的要变成不朽坏。
Therefore, Paul said, the perishable will become imperishable.
然后在四十三节这里说，
In verse 43, he said,
所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。
English portion. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory.
第二个类比也是从羞辱的变成荣耀。
The second energy is from dishonor to glory.
羞辱的呢，可能是指的尸体中。
When Paul talk about dishonor, talk about the flesh.
没有人喜欢尸体。
Nobody like dead body.
尸体可以说是人类犯罪的结果。
The dead body, we can say it is the result of human being's sin.
但是圣灵透过保罗对我们说。
But,Through Holy Spirit, Paul said to us,
所种的是羞辱的，复活的却是荣耀。
It is sown in dishonor, it is reaped in glory.
请大家要理解保罗的思路。
Please, everyone, make sure we understand what Paul truly thought.
保罗一直用这个种子种在地上，然后长出来的这样的一个思路来说明复活的真理。
Paul keep using the metaphor of a plant, a seed on the ground, then come back as a plant, used as a metaphor to make sure people understand the resurrection.
那有人可能会问了。
Some people may ask.
说牧师，那你说这些根据在哪里呢？
So, Pastor, you said that. Then, where's the resources you can say something like that?
根据在圣经里面呢。
Well, the resource is in the Bible, in the scripture.
请大家来大声读《腓立比书》三章二十一节。
Please loudly read the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
大声一点好吗？一起来，请。
Loud, please.
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Read loudly. Who by the power that enabled him to complete everything.Will transform our own body so that they will be like his glorious body.
他就是神嘛。
He is the God.
他神要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体怎么样改变形状，和他荣耀的身体怎么样相似。
Who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
感谢神，我们的神是有大能大力的神。
Thank Lord, praise the Lord, our Lord has a great power.
他当然可以将我们这个卑贱的身体改变成一个荣耀的一个荣耀的全新的身体。
Of course, he can transform our lowly bodies so that our lowly bodies will be like his glorious body.
请大家注意啊，这是神给我们的应许。
Everyone pay attention. That's the promise God gave to us.
神答应的事情，他就一定做到。
God promised us, he's going to make it true.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是绝对信实可靠的神。
Because our Lord is a faithful God, we can truly rely on Him and be faithful to Him.
我们现在这个肉体都受到限制。
Our body is all very limited.
碰到墙我们不能穿过去。
When we see a wall, we cannot go through.
我告诉你，我个人深深相信。
Myself, I truly believe.
有一天我们领受了一个全新荣耀的身体。
One day, we will have the brand new glorious body.
我们的身体就能够穿过墙，根本不受到这些的限制。
Our body can go through the wall without limitation.
因为神应许说，他给我们一个荣耀的身体，像他的身体，荣耀的身体一样。
Because God promised us, one day our lowly body will be transformed to like his glorious body. I truly believe in it.
第三个对比是说，所种的是软弱的。但是复活的是强壮。
The third contrast that is sown in weakness, it will become strong.
在这个世界上，我们必须承认，我们的身体常常都是软弱。
What we have to admit, on this earth, our bodies are weak.
啊，你看最近这个 allergy season 来了。
Now the allergy season is really strongly coming.
我去看我的 family doctor, 他自己也有很严重的 allergy.
I went to see my family doctor, even though my doctor, he himself has a very strong allergy.
哇，这个 allergy 很严重的时候，你鼻子塞住啊，这个一直流眼睛也很痒啊，反正就很不舒服。
When the allergy really hit your body, your eyes become so itchy, your nose become congested.
我们都会有可能生病的时候。
We all have a chance to get sick.
我们的精神也不能够承受太大的压力。
Mentally, we cannot take too much pressure either.
啊，所以你看现在这个得忧郁症的人越来越多。
Now more and more people have a depression.
重点就是只要我们人无论在体力、心力、精神各方面，我们都是很有限的。
As a human being, we are very limited for our physical ability and mental ability.
但是感谢神，虽然我们所中的是软弱的，但是将来复活的身体却是强壮。
Praise the Lord, even though we're stone in weakness, but we will be transformed to be strong.
我跟你保证，将来在天堂绝对没有 allergy.
I promise you, one day in heaven, there is no allergy.
因为神应许我们嘛，在那里没有任何的疾病，没有任何的痛苦，没有任何的眼泪。
Because God promised us in heaven, there's no illness, no pain, no sorrow, no tear.
第四个重点呢
？The fourth important thing.
啊，四十四节说，所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。
In verse 44, it says, "It is sown a natural body."It is raised a spiritual body.
那保罗提醒我们，这个复活的身体是超自然的。
Paul reminded us that spiritual body is a supernatural body.
因为是一个属天的生命嘛。
Because it is a life belonging to heaven.
请问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
毛毛虫没有变成蝴蝶以前。
So when the caterpillar become, before the caterpillar become a butterfly,
毛毛虫知不知道它将来能够飞呀、啊，在天空上飞呀、啊、
？Did caterpillar ever know he can fly up in the sky, up in the air?
你们说毛毛虫知不知道
？Do you guys know if the caterpillar know that?
毛毛虫在爬的时候，它绝对没有想到，它也没有概念说有一天它可以变成。蝴蝶能够哦，到处飞来飞去嘛。
Caterpillar never can imagine while he was still in the stage of crawling on the ground, that one day he will be transformed to be the beautiful butterfly and fly up in the air.
当他是毛毛虫在爬的时候，他的思想就是一个爬的毛毛虫的思想。
When he was a caterpillar, he was in the stage of crawling on the ground. His thought, his mental ability.Or just as a caterpillar crawling on the ground.
爬爬爬爬，只等到它有一天变成蝴蝶了。
Keep crawling, crawling on the ground until one day he will be transformed to a butterfly.
那一刹那，他也吓一跳。哇塞，我变成蝴蝶了。
At that moment, he was shocked. Wow, I become a butterfly.
他看见别的蝴蝶，哇，这么漂亮，这么颜色，这么美丽呀、啊。
He saw other butterflies. Wow, so pretty, colorful, are just amazing.
而且全新的经验在空中飞舞啊，一下在这个花香，一下到那个花香，多么幸福美丽。
Brand new feeling from one flower to the other flower. The smells are fantastic. He's flying among the flowers.
神给我们的应许也是一样。
The promise God gave to us is the same.
虽然现在是血气的身体，但是神应许给我们一个全新的荣耀的身体。
Even though right now we live in the flesh, but one day God promised us to give us a spiritual body, brand new.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
第五个重点呢
？The fifth important point.
就是从必死的变成不死的。
From the forever dead to the forever lasting alive.
请大家读啊，五十四节。
Please read 54.
请这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏，这必死的既变成不死的，那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验。
When the perishable has been clothed with imperishable.And mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
请注意五十四节的下半节。
Please pay attention on the second part of the 54.
那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话，被谁得胜？
The saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
啊，你们告诉我。
You tell me.
被谁得胜？啊？
得胜。
被谁得胜了？被耶稣基督得胜。
So you tell me, who is the winner? Who is the victory? Jesus Christ is the victory.
保罗在新约讲，他引用旧约嘛，他说那是经上，经上是指旧约，旧约就预言耶稣基督一定从死里复活，得胜死亡。
Now Paul taught in New Testament when he said the scripture meant the Old Testament, because in the Old Testament, in the scripture has already recorded that Jesus will be resurrected.
那耶稣基督得胜死亡跟我有什么关系呢？
Then what's the meaning of Jesus Christ's resurrection to me?
有关系吗？
Yes, there's a great relationship.
因为我和你是属主的人。
Because you and me, we belong to the Lord.
他应许要给我们一个什么？
He promised to give us what?
荣耀的新的身体。
The glorious new spiritual body.
所以我们基督徒一点都不害怕肉体的死亡。
So as a Christian, we're not afraid of the death of the flesh body.
死亡对我们来讲像一扇门一样。
The death is just like a door.
我们从这里这个世界走跨过去，过了这个门，我们就领受了一个新的荣耀的身体，和耶稣荣耀的身体一样。
Here is the death. Then through the door, we come to the other side.We will have a glorious body just like a Jesus Christ.
然后呢？
Then what happened next?
不是单单一个荣耀的身体而已啊。
Not just a glorious new body, not just like that.
主还要带领我们进到他的新天新地里面，永永远远与主在一起。
The Lord will lead us to his new world, new heaven, and be there with him forever and ever.
你说好不好？
Do you think it's good?
我们华人都很看重房子啊。
Well, Chinese people, we pay a lot of attention to the house.
辛苦多年，打拼多年，希望有一栋好一点的房子。
Work very hard for many, many years. The ultimate goal is to have a wonderful house.
花很多时间布置、整理啊，等等之类，很好。
Spend a lot of time to decorate, to clean up. It's all good.
但是，请允许我讲一句话。
But please let me say something.
有一天，这些都要过去。
Everything will be gone one day.
你没办法把你地上的房子带到天上去。
There's no way for you to carry your earthly house to the heaven.
主耶稣在那里为我们预备的是我们人眼未曾看过，人耳未曾听过，人心未曾想过。
What our Lord prepared for us in heaven is not something.We can even imagine, we can even think about it right now.
这可是主自己说。
That's what the Lord told us.
那你去想想看，你想想看，那是多么有福气的事情。
Think about it. What kind of blessing it is? What blessing it is?
主应许给我们永远的生命，永生嘛。
Lord promised us, He's going to give us.Forever lasting life, eternal life.
那么美的地方是超过我们想象的，可以永远和他在新的耶路撒冷圣城在一起。
And the beautiful place we cannot even imagine is the place of a new Jerusalem. We can be there with him forever and ever.
你说我们要不要哈利路亚感谢赞？
Don't you think you should say Hallelujah, praise the Lord?
好不好？我们一起大声说一下，来。Hallelujah, 感谢赞美神。哦，如果弟兄姐妹有人问你说耶稣基督复活的意义是什么，我相信你已经有答案。
So now if people ask you, what is the meaning of Jesus Christ's resurrection? I believe now you have the answer. You have the answer.
因为死亡已经被耶稣基督所吞灭。
Because the deathas been swallowed up in victory by Jesus Christ.
换句话说，
on the other word,
人类一直所害怕的死亡，却因着耶稣基督的复活而得胜。
Human being are always afraid of the death, but it has been swallowed in victory by Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
Jesus Christ's home was empty.
因为死亡不能够限制他，死亡不能够拘禁他。
Because death cannot detain Jesus Christ.
这就是我们所信的主。
That's the Lord we truly believe in.
今天我们的肉眼看不见主。
Today, by the flesh eyes, we cannot see Jesus.
但是我告诉你，复活的主现在就在我们当中。
But I tell you, the resurrected Lord is within us right now.
因为当我们以心灵和诚实来敬拜他、赞美他的时候，他就在我们当中悦纳我们对他的敬拜。
Because when we truly worship Him with our soul and our heart, worship Him, He is with us.
耶稣基督不但复活，而且显现给很多人看。
Jesus Christ not just resurrected, He also appeared to a lot of people.
有十次以上显现给不同的人看。
More than 10 times, He appeared to different people.
有一次显现给500多人看。
One time he appeared among more than 500 people.
更重要的是，主耶稣应许给我们，有一天我们都要见主的面。
Jesus promised us one day we all will be able to see Jesus Christ's face.
我们也真的盼望主耶稣再来的那一天。
And we truly hope one day Jesus will come back.
你预备好了吗？
Are you prepared?
今天的提问是耶稣复活的意义是什么？
Today, the topic of today's sermon is what is the meaning of Jesus Christ's resurrection?
有五个重点，我们来复习一下。
Five important points, let us review again.
啊，请大家来读第一个，请从朽坏的变成不朽坏。
First, the perishable become imperishable.
第二，从羞辱的变成荣耀。
Second, from shame to glory.
第三，从软弱的变成刚强。
Third, from weakness to strength.
第四，从血气的变成灵性。
Fourth, from natural to spiritual.
第五，从必死的变成不死的。
Five, from mortal to immortal.
重新祷告。
Let's all pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们欢喜快乐，是因为我们庆祝耶稣基督复活得胜的日子。
Our dear heavenly Abba Father, we are joyful because we're celebrating the day Jesus Christ resurrected.
我们的主是得胜死亡的主。
Our Lord is the one who is victory.
我们的主是得胜撒旦魔鬼的主。
Our Lord is the victory who win over Satan.